Any sign of Bull yet?
Not yet.
I'm getting worried. He missed the whole first half of the session, and there is still no word from him.
No answer at his home, either.
Your Honor, what do you think's going on with him? I mean, he's been late for work 4 days in a row. He looks like he hasn't slept in over a month.
Maybe he's got money troubles and he's holding down a second job.
Could be right. Would certainly explain his behavior.
But what kind of a job would he have that would be taking so much out of him?
Oh, ship's anchor, little league backstop, that sort of thing.
Dan.
Maybe he just pulls people around the park in hansom cabs when the horses get tired.
I don't think that's very funny. I mean, if the poor guy's got money problems, he's probably very depressed.
He doesn't have that same sparkle in his eyes anymore.
Yeah, and the zip's kind of gone out of his lumbering.
Maybe he's sick.
He looks it. There he is. Hey, Bull, over here.
Ever see Night of the Living Dead?
Okay, so he's a little cranky.
Somebody's got to talk to him.
I'll do it.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
One more case, Your Honor.
Fine.
Sir, I realize I've only been here 1 week, but how am I doing?
Have you killed anyone yet?
No, sir.
Then you're doing fine.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Bull. Bull. Behind you. Bull, how are you feeling?
I'm tired, Harry. Very tired.
Bull, we are in court. You might want to call me Judge.
What did I call you?
Harry. Bull. Bull, listen to me. We're all real concerned about you because, quite frankly, you've been acting strange lately.
More so than usual, Your Honor?
You've been late all week. You missed the whole first half of the session tonight. And when you're here, you're not here. What's going on?
Nothing.
Bull, just between us, would a loan be in order?
How much do you need?
No, I mean, I would loan you money. Bull, I just want to help you out of this problem that's affecting your work.
It won't affect my work anymore, sir. I assure you.
Bull, as a friend, I'm concerned.
I just assured you.
Okay, you don't want to talk about it? Fine. You don't have to. Just resume your duties.
I'm going to go over there now. And stand.
Commence standing.
Your Honor, did you find out anything?
Yeah, what's the abominable Boy Scout up to now?
Listen, guys, can we get on with the last case and get out of here?
Right away. Mr. Reynolds.
Reynolds, Guy T, 629 Bleecker Street.
May I remove my coat, Your Honor?
Sure.
No!
Miss Williams.
Your Honor, the charge?
Indecent exposure. You almost got me on that one, didn't you, Mr. Reynolds?
That charge is ridiculous, Your Honor. I'm not a pervert. I'm a nudist.
All right, that's enough. Mr. Reynolds, what you do in the privacy of your own home is one thing, but what you do at the Chock Full of Nuts at 4th and Lexington is quite another.
That was the point, Your Honor. to bring the subject out into the open, discuss it, create a forum.
Your Honor, what Mr. Reynolds apparently created was a stampede. When he stood atop the coffee counter disrobed and sang, "Hey, look me over."
Don't you see? Our clothing inhibits us, people. Nudity allows us to be open to each other.
Great little icebreaker, no doubt. But, Mr. Reynolds, quite frankly, I don't want to know you that well.
Well, all I can say is if you don't go nude, you're missing a wonderful experience. It's indescribable.
Yeah, well, I'm going to describe it as a Class A misdemeanor, and I'm going to fine you $160. And if there's any further...
Oh! Yes!
Oh! What happened?
He fell asleep, then he fell over.
How can anybody fall asleep standing on their feet like that?
Same principle as with livestock.
He's out like a light.
You better check under him for survivors.
Let's get him into your office.
We should cover him up.
Oh, here, use my coat.
No!
Thanks a lot for giving us a hand with Bull. We really needed the help. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You might want to see a doctor about that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Right. Thanks. Thanks. Thank you very much.
What? Where?
It's okay, Bull. You just fell asleep. You're in my office. We're all here. Selma, Charlie, Liz.
And Toto, too.
Remember what he did to the candy machine?
Yeah, hey, you guys need anything while we're out? No? Okay, listen, hey, take care, big guy.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Don't lie to me.
Come on, not in front of everybody.
Well, I know that your private life is just that. It's private. But when you've got a problem that's interfering with your job, I'd like to know what's wrong.
Answer him.
Listen, everybody. I appreciate your concern. I really do. But it's just something I don't want to talk about right now. Can't you all understand that?
Bull, it's true. I don't know you very well. And, well, maybe it's not my place. But I find that when I have a problem... Sometimes it really lifts my spirits just to do something nice for myself. Like have a manicure, buy a new dress, have my hair done. I'll just get that.
Well, I hate to keep pressing the point, but until I find out what's going on, I'm afraid I might...
It's for you.
What? I'll be right there. I gotta go home.
Bull, get back here until I'm finished talking.
Your Honor, I can't. My baby needs me.
Baby? Did he say baby?
If some girl got him in trouble, she's gonna answer to me.
I wonder which one is Bull's. No, let me guess.
Who is it?
Harry.
Go away.
Open up before I kick it in.
Yes, ma'am. Come in.
My, what a proportionate place you have.
I decorated it myself.
Very, beefy.
Well, what is this about a baby?
Baby? Did I mention a baby? Ah, that darn cat.
Bull.
He's right over here.
Ta-da!
His name's Ernie.
Bull, where did that baby come from?
You don't know where babies come from?
You know what I mean. I mean, whose baby is it?
A friend's.
Bull.
A friend asked me to watch him while she went on a job interview, okay?
When was that?
Friday.
That was 5 days ago.
Yeah?
Bull, she abandoned this child, didn't she?
She did not abandon the child.
Bull, you listen to me.
Now look what you've done.
Oh, come on, I didn't do anything.
He's hungry. I gotta go get some food at the corner store. You guys watch him, okay?
I don't know nothing about watching no babies.
The only thing domestic about me is my perfume. I'll go to the store. What do you need?
Just some baby food, assorted vegetables, fruits, that kind of thing.
I'll be right back.
I gotta go warm his formula. Watch him, Euro.
Bull, he's crying. Perhaps he needs to be changed. Yeah, that's it, all right.
Then change him.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
The stuff's right over there on a table by the lamp.
No, Bull, I don't think I can.
He's helpless, Your Honor.
Guilt. Good move. Okay, what's first?
Take off the soiled diaper.
Yeah, I saw that coming. Okay, Ernie. Just gonna undo these hands. And we'll... Oh, my God. I got it.
Hamper, near the table. You all right, Judge?
Yeah, what's next?
See the dighty wipes?
Yeah.
Take one.
What now?
Bring the baby with it.
Oh.
Powder his bottom, affix the new diaper, and you're done.
Powder his bottom, affix the new diaper, and I'm done. Okay. Clean the baby. Powder his bottom. Oh, there you are. Okay. Fix a new diaper. Okay, Ernie. I think we got it here. One. And two. Voila. How'd I do?
You attach him to the mattress, Your Honor.
Oh. Boy, does this bring back memories. I haven't bought strained peas since 1966.
Oh, yeah?
Who was the little critter?
Dad.
Come on, little munchkin.
Chow time.
Whoa. Bull, we've got to talk about that child.
There's nothing to talk about.
Bull.
Get that, would you, Your Honor?
Yeah, sure. Hi, gang.
I can't wait to see his bath towels.
Guys, I'm afraid we have a real problem in there.
Charlie said something about a baby?
Yeah, Bull's neighbor left her baby with him while she ostensibly went off to a job interview. That was 5 days ago, and she hasn't been back since.
She abandoned it.
Right, but Mr. Mary Poppins in there won't believe it. Company.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
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 My, this is very nice. But, hey, would you look at this? He's got cable.
Oh, look at the baby. Oh,
how sweet. Is it a him or a her?
Him. Ernie.
Bull, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Have a seat, everybody.
Thanks. Oh.
What's the matter?
Your sofa is a little high.
It's concrete.
I made it myself. Durable, inexpensive, easy to patch.
He's got a 16-slice toaster out there. Right over there, just left of the grain elevator.
Dan, please. I think it's time we discuss the child.
Oh, Dan, isn't he beautiful?
Yeah, dandy. What's out here?
The patio.
Yeah? Great view. These girders are the,
train tracks.
Close to transportation. Good move. Close the door. Ernie's very susceptible to drafts.
Oh, I'm afraid that Ernie is susceptible to more than just drafts.
What's that supposed to mean?
Bull, his mother isn't coming back.
What's the matter with you people?
How could anybody possibly abandon a helpless little guy like this?
Bull, you... You work in a courtroom, you see this all the time. There are a lot of desperate, emotionally stressed people out there that are capable of doing things that they would not do if they were healthy.
That goes for me, too.
What's that?
What's what?
I hear it, too.
Is it thunder?
That rumbling?
Yeah.
That's just a train.
Oh,
Dad.
Did I mention the door sticks?
I think I swallowed my eyes.
No, they're still there.
Bathroom.
Down the hall.
I'm fine. Thanks, Liz.
Doesn't that train noise affect the baby?
Nah, he's used to it. Mary's apartment's just down the hall.
Is that his mother?
Yep.
Bull, Mary is not coming back.
Your Honor, I know this woman. And I know she's coming back.
All right, suppose for a moment that she isn't. Then what?
Then I,
Then you'll what? You're gonna go on with this for 18 years?
What do you want me to do?
I'll make out a court order and we'll contact the proper authorities.
If he's going on a trip, I better get Mr. Bougie.
Who?
His teddy bear. You won't leave home without it.
Where is it?
Mary's place.
I got a key to her apartment here.
Give it to me. I'll go.
Around the corner, number 2. Mr. Bougie's in the playpen.
I'll be right back.
I'm going in the kitchen to have a cigarette. Let the kid learn his bad habits in school like everybody else.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. You have got to see that tub. Bull, the life preserver, that's for guests, right? Oh, no.
For a banana, I'd be dead.
What are you doing? What are you doing by that door?
Nothing. I'm just looking for a friend. I'm just... Mr. Bougie.
Hi, Mary.
Actually, I prefer cloth diapers to the other products if I have the time. Although other mothers may tell you different.
Bull, I ran into a friend of yours.
Mary.
Hi, Bull. How is...
Look who's here.
You was right. She came back.
He believed in her.
Until a year ago, he believed in the Easter Bunny.
I guess I should start with thank you.
No problem. Although I was starting to get a little worried. Well, you know, not real worried, but I was wondering if something happened to you.
No, nothing happened. I just got a little lost for a while.
Where do you get lost for 6 days?
In here. I really did go for that job interview, like I said, but then after that, I don't know, I just kept going. Running, I guess. I mean, sometimes it's tough enough just trying to take care of yourself, much less, well, you know.
Being a mother's not an easy job.
Tell me about it.
But I started to realize, what am I doing? And then I got ashamed because I left him, and that made it even harder to come back. But I wanted to be with him. I wanted to say to him, I'm sorry, Ernie. I wanted to hug him and just say, I love you very, very much.
I told him for you.
But what happens if he grows up and finds out that I...
That you got delayed? So what? We all get delayed sometime. Don't we, Your Honor?
All the time.
You're a judge?
Yeah, I am.
Am I going to be arrested?
Well, it's not actually abandonment, since you did leave him in someone's custody, but...
She'll stay with him, Your Honor.
Oh, I will. Believe me, I will.
I know she will. Just like I knew she'd come back.
Yeah, you did.
Can I go now?
I don't see why not.
Thank you, Bull. I wish Ernie had had a father just like you.
Mary? If you ever start to get lost again, give me a call. I know a couple of shortcuts out of here.
I will.
So long, Squirt.
Bull.
Did he say,
His first word, yeah. Bye.
Come on, everybody. Let's go and let this boy get some sleep. Good night, Bo.
Good night, Bo. Hey, wait a minute.
Your head, watch out, you.
Listen, I just want to thank you all for being concerned about me. I really appreciate it.
Hey.
Good night.
Good night.
That is pretty clever.
Let's go get some coffee. I got to tell you about his toilet seat.
Ha ha ha!